Introduction.
Samuel Atkins, a military vet from Virginia, wakes up all by himself in a dim-lit room. He was ordered to come alone to an undisclosed location. Once he arrived at Langley Air Force Base, he was given a sedation and woke up there. The year is 1987, and today is his 10-year anniversary in the military. Atkins is twiddling his thumbs and looks very nervous. The room smells odd, like iron and sulfur. He keeps hearing a ringing sound in his ear, causing him to have a pounding headache. The general quietly walks in with his paperwork. He looks to be around 55 or so and has a head full of white hair. Atkins quickly jumps up and salutes him. The general gives Atkins an odd look.
"Have a seat, son."
Atkins and the general take their seats at the table. The general is shuffling through paperwork, then nods to the soldier at the door. The soldier steps out of the room and shuts the door behind him. Atkins notices that the room looks staged. The general clears his throat to speak.
"Do you know why you're here, Atkins?"
He shakes his head.
"No, sir, I don't. Is there something wrong?"
"No, son, not at all. I just want to go over a few things with you. Is that all right?"
Atkins replies quickly. "Well, yes, sir, of course." The general sits up in his chair.
"Well, first of all, son, your test scores are through the roof. You've been excelling since the day you signed up 10 years ago."
Atkins just looks at him. There's an awkward silence for a moment.
"Oh, well, thank you, sir. I do the best I can. That's really all I'm here for. To be a damn good pilot, just like my father and grandfather."
The general nods his head in agreement.
"Listen, son, I'm going to keep it straight with you. You were at the top of your class. Outstanding grades, and you have one hell of a work ethic. You're just an all-around damn good pilot."
Atkins smiles a little.
"Well, thank you, sir. That means a lot coming from you." "I still don't understand why I'm here, though, sir."
The general laughs a little bit.
"You sure say thank you a lot. Do you remember that knowledge test we gave you about a year ago?"
"Yes, I do," says Atkins. "You're talking about the one that tested your knowledge of aerospace engineering and astronomy, right?"
The general smiles.
"Yep, that's the one. We believe that you would be a perfect fit for our new organization."
Atkins is still confused.
"Organization? What organization?"
The moment Atkins is asking that question, he begins to hear metal-like footsteps coming closer. Two humanoid-looking beings step out from the other room. They're wearing high-tech spacesuits and look to be around 7 feet tall. Atkins jumps back in his seat.
"What the hell is this? What's going on?"
"Relax, Atkins. They're with me."
Atkins takes a deep breath. The two unknown soldiers just stand there, not saying a word.
"Listen, son. We have a very elite, intriguing, if you will, organization that I believe will suit you very well."
Atkins' ears begin to ring even more. The sound becomes louder and louder.
"What's that fucking sound?"
he asks. The general pulls out a silver flask.
"Here, drink this."
He passes Atkins the small silver flask, which is filled with blue liquid. Atkins is still in a state of shock and confusion.
"Sir, what the hell is this?"
He tells Atkins to drink if he wants the pressure to ease up on him. He quickly gulps down the drink and catches his breath.
"What the hell was that?"
The general explains to him that his body is not used to the pressure on the ship. Atkins looks up at him confused by what he just heard.
"What ship?"
The general leans in closer.
"I'll explain everything, but you need to say yes first."